AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Federal authorities are tracking the movement of two assault-style weapons and handguns that were used in last week's mass killing in San Bernardino, California.
Between 2007 and 2012, Saeed Farouk bought a couple of pistols and a rifle. An old friend, Enrique Marquez, bought two semi-automatic rifles. John D'Angelo with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says he and other investigators are trying to figure out
how those firearms, the rifles in particular, got from Marquez to Farouk and Malik.
The pair, which the FBI says became radicalized some time ago, killed 14 of his co-workers in last Wednesday's attack before they died in a shootout with police. I'm Tim McGuire.
Donald Trump is getting scathing criticism for his call for blocking Muslims from entering the U.S. Trump says he favors a total and complete shutdown until the country's representatives can figure out what's going on.
Donald Trump says in a statement issued by his campaign, there should be a halt to all Muslims entering the United States because of what he calls the high percentage of Muslims who hate the country. Trump's campaign manager says the Republican frontrunner would apply such a ban to tourists as well as immigrants.
AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports former Florida Governor Jeb Bush says Trump has come unhinged. John Kasich calls the proposal outrageous divisiveness. Ted Cruz says there's good reason to impose a 3-year moratorium on refugees who come from countries where the Islamic State group is holding a significant chunk of territory.
That's where the threat is coming from. And the Obama administration, the FBI, has told us they don't have the resources to properly vet those refugees to determine whether or not they are ISIS terrorists. I think that's the approach we should take.
The White House says Trump is trying to tap into a darker element of American society. This is AP Radio News. The commander of Navy Region Hawaii and Naval Service Group Middle Pacific led the nation today in remembering the Japanese attack on U.S. forces at Pearl Harbor and other military installations on Oahu in the Hawaiian Islands.
21 vessels, including 8 of our frontline battleships, sunk or damaged. 170 planes destroyed, more than 2,400 dead, 1,200 wounded, soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and civilians.
The Navy destroyer USS Preble was scheduled to sound its whistle to start a moment of silence at 7:55 a.m., the minute the attack began 74 years ago. Hawaii Air National Guard F-22 Raptors were due to fly overhead to break the silence about 45 seconds later, but the program was running behind and the Preble didn't sound its whistle. Fighter jets flew overhead on schedule, but the master of ceremonies was still speaking. A moment of silence was held shortly afterward. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.